In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Dear faithful, this gospel
of the transfiguration of Jesus on Mount Tabor is rich in material for reflection.
There is always something very inspiring about mountains.
On the top, the air is clean, fresh. The panoramic view of the surrounding countryside lifts us from the hustle and bustle of the rat race and raises our mind and hearts to God. The top of a mountain is indeed a natural place for encountering God. It is a small wonder then that in the Bible, God often chooses a mountain top to reveal himself and his plans. It was on the mountain, on Mount Sinai, that God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. It was on the mountain that Jesus gave his first teachings during the famous Sermon on the Mount. He often retired to the mountain at night to pray. He was crucified on Mount Calvary, and he ascended to heaven from Mount Olivet. In today's gospel, Jesus is transfigured before his apostles on Mount Tabor. Saint Peter, Saint James, and Saint John are with him. And they will be with him in the agony of the garden. This will be a preparation for that ordeal. Moses and Elias are also present, speaking with Jesus about his approaching death. Moses is a great lawgiver, and Elias, the great prophet. So, in the presence of these two, Moses and Elias, representing the law and the prophets, the voice of the Father is heard. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Slowly but surely, the transition from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant is taking place. Jesus came not to destroy the law and the prophets, but to bring them to accomplishment, to completion. Christianity is not to be an abstract creed or code, but a person. Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is to be the way, the truth, and the life. We are to listen to him and follow him. The epistle to the Hebrews tells us that in times past, God spoke to us through the prophets, but in these last days, through his Son. For Jesus, the transfiguration was the turning point in his life. Until now, all was onward and upward. He was captivating the people with his preaching and miracles. Now, after the transfiguration, he must descend to the valley, to the road to Gethsemane and Calvary. The transfiguration gave Jesus a foretaste of his glory, and in the strength of that joy, he could endure the cross despite the shame. But most of all, the transfiguration gave Jesus another affirmation of his Father's love. At his baptism in the Jordan, his Father had affirmed him, "This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests." Now he says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." For the apostles, it was an amazing experience. They have never seen
Jesus, they have never seen their master like this before. Saint Peter, filled with consolation, says, Lord, it is so good for us to be here. Let us erect 3 tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elias. But it is not to be. This is only a preparation for things to come. With Jesus, they must descend to the mount, to the valley. They must descend the mountain to the valley, below and on the top, and go on the top of the Garden of Gethsemane and Calvary. On Mount Tabor, they didn't want to leave. In the Garden of Gethsemane, they didn't want to stay. When Jesus was arrested, they all fled. We can all identify with the apostles because in our mountaintop experiences of joy and consolation, we also want to stay. We want them to go on forever. And then, in the moments of trial, we want to flee. We forget that our Lord did not promise us a rose garden, but a garden of olives and of crown of thorns. If anyone will come after me, let him pick up his cross daily and follow me. So, dear faithful, the Transfiguration was a mountaintop experience of the apostles, which prepared them for the future trials. The Mass is our mountaintop experience, which prepares us for the trials of our day. The Mass is not a transfiguration, but a transubstantiation, in which bread and wine are transformed into the glorious risen Jesus. And in the joy and consolation of communion, we say with Saint Peter, Lord, it is good for us to be here. And we do not want to leave, but it is not to be. Soon, we will hear the words, Itemi est, the Mass is ended. Go in peace. So, we pick up our cross and leave to face the trials of the day. But having been to the top of the mountain, we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.